been just over a year since Philadelphia's City Council President Darrell Clark stood behind a podium at City Hall and made a big promise. Take $1 billion of public and private money and turn it into 10,000 jobs. To do it, he was going to invest that money into energy efficiency projects across the city. WHYY's Katie Culinary checks in to see how that plan's going.
Do any of these lights work?
Yes, actually, all of the lights work.
On a recent afternoon, two energy auditors are poking around West Philly Produce, checking out the lights and taking pictures of all the appliances in the store. They're paying special attention to the three refrigerators and four freezers that run 24/7. The owner, Arnett Woodall, says his electric bill is about $1,000 a month.
One of the most challenging aspects of having a fruit and produce business in the community is the electric bill, because when it's coming in at commercial rates, these refrigerators, it's a killer.
Woodall is getting this audit for free as part of a pilot program for the Philadelphia Energy Campaign. That's Council President Darrell Clark's ambitious plan to invest $1 billion into energy efficiency projects in all city buildings and public schools, as well as thousands of homes and small businesses. Emily Shapira is executive director of the Philadelphia Energy Authority, the city agency seeing through Clark's vision. She says high utility bills are a challenge for many small business owners and low-income people, especially in a city like Philadelphia, where more than a quarter of its residents live in poverty. And she points out government-backed home repair programs have long waiting lists and limited funding.
I think we're never going to win the battle on getting more federal funding. There's never going to be enough. If you incorporate energy into this, all of a sudden now you have a return on investment that you can use to pay for those things.
In a few months, the Philadelphia Energy Authority will hand Woodall a proposal to cut his electric bill by 30%, doing things like replacing those energy-sucking refrigerators and freezers with new, more efficient ones. Shapira says most of the costs will be covered by state grant dollars and utility rebates. Woodall will have to take out a loan for the rest, which he'll pay for over time with his cheaper electric bills.
It's all designed to have positive cash flow. So your savings will be more than your monthly payment on any loan you would take out.
Once the project is running full scale, the hope is that while more people like Woodall are saving money, other people will be getting jobs, doing energy audits, installing new boilers, windows, lights, refrigeration systems. You get the idea. But do these projects actually pay off? Catherine Wolfram is an energy economist at UC Berkeley. A few years ago, she and some colleagues set out to answer that question by studying what happened when the federal government paid for energy efficiency upgrades in thousands of low-income homes in Michigan. You may remember this program. It was a part of President Obama's economic stimulus plan. Wolfram says the results were not good.
We saw that the federal government was spending $5,000 to deliver savings of about $2,500. So that's not a good return.
She says she's seeing similar results in a study on energy efficiency projects in California schools. The problem is, energy savings are difficult to measure. That's because it's hard to figure out how much energy building owners would be using if they hadn't made any upgrades. So Wolfram says savings are often based on engineering projections that overstate how much a program will help.
If you're the bureaucrat in the federal government that runs the program, you want to make it look good. You want to kind of demonstrate that it saved a lot of energy. And since it's hard to come up with the baseline, you can come up with lots of different ways to estimate the energy it saved, and why don't you pick the ones that make it look the best?
As Philadelphia embarks on this ambitious plan, Wolfram says the city should be careful to measure its results accurately. The Philadelphia Energy Authority says while most of these projects are in the pilot phase, it's measuring savings by collecting building owners' utility bills before and after upgrades are made. It could be another year before the pilots start to show significant results. In the meantime, the agency is looking to other cities that have claimed success in retrofitting homes and small businesses. Danelle Baird is CEO of New York City-based startup Block Power. Baird says the company has done projects in about 500 buildings, including churches, homes, and grocery stores in low-income neighborhoods, and has cut their energy bills by an average of almost 40%. He agrees that accurately measuring the savings is key and argues there's technology readily available to do that.
10 years ago, if you wanted to green 1,000 buildings, hard to do. Now there's smartphones, there's low-cost sensors that can collect a ton of really granular data on those buildings. that stream of data gives investors much more confidence in the ability that their capital will be accurately leveraged and that the returns will actually be there.
Otherwise, Philadelphia won't be able to attract the private investors it needs to pull off this billion-dollar plan. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.